Clipper Audio presents an unabridged recording of Traitor's Kiss by Gerald Seymour, narrated by Christopher Kay. This work is copyrighted 2003 by Gerald Seymour. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by W.F. Howes Limited. Officially, the Cold War is over, and the hand of friendship has been exchanged in public. In private, though, the intelligence war continues. An English trawler strays into Russian waters. On its return, the captain has a package for British intelligence. For the next 4 years, a high-ranking Russian naval officer provides MI6 with priceless information. But suddenly he goes quiet. Clearly under suspicion, the decision is made to get him out. But his controllers in London know nothing about him. And now, Traitor's Kiss.
Prologue. August 1998. He held the package tightly, as if he were reluctant to let it go. His calloused and scarred fingers gripped the envelope of cheap brown paper. The tips indented the paper, such was the tightness with which he held it. There was no writing on the envelope, nothing to indicate to whom it should be delivered.
"I was in my cabin. We needed fuel, and I was using the calculator, working out the exchange rate, and then he was just there. No knock. One moment the door was closed, the next it was open, and he was filling it, and he took this from inside his jacket and..."
Mowbray, the veteran, said quietly, "I think it's better, Mr. Harris, if we just start at the beginning. In your own time." He smiled reassuringly. The head of Russia desk, Bertie Ponsford, beamed. Behind Harris, her pencil poised, Alice North sat with the shorthand pad on her knee. At the end of the table, detached from the rest of them, was the naval officer, who wore slacks and a blazer, and had loosened his tie as if to relax the stranger. In a cabinet, the tape recorder was already turning, but it was general practice to keep recorders and microphones, which intimidated civilians, out of sight. It was mid-morning, and coffee and a plate of digestive biscuits were on the table. A cup had been poured by Alice for Harris, but he had not touched it. To have lifted the cup and drunk the coffee would necessitate releasing his hold on the envelope that had brought them together. "Yes, from the beginning." Ponsford had a deceptively gentle voice, but...
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"